91-year-old Teresa Landry stands in front of a large mirror in one of the five dance studios, doing a few moves on the wood floor before her next class arrives. She's a petite woman, dressed in black pants and a black shirt. She's the owner of the Teresa Landry School of Dancing in Pawtucket. 2 days a week in her second floor studio, she teaches tap dancing. Her students, who are much younger, range from 3 to 16 years old. Landry has been teaching tap in this same room for almost 60 years, but she's taught dance almost her entire life.
Well, I started at 10 years old. My father made me a roller platform, and I had a little wagon, and I put the platform in there, and I'd go house to teach so that I could get 10 cents per lesson. So I'd have one student on the Monday after school, one on the Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and I would make at least 50 cents a week.
A few years later, while kids her age were still busy being kids, Landry set up a dance school in Central Falls. So not only was she really young, she was also one of the first females to start a business in Central Falls.
When I first opened, I saw a little store that was open for rent. And I thought, oh, I wonder how much she'd want, because now I'm ready. I'm 13, going on 14. Maybe they could rent it to me for one day and I'd do all the teaching there. But when I went to rent it from this Mr. Whalen, he said, you got to give me 1 month ahead of time. I said, oh, but I don't have any money. But trust me, I will pay you on time somehow. So he did trust me.
By the time she was 18, Landry had 100 students a week. Time went by, Landry got married, and she kept on dancing, even while pregnant.
I danced till my 8th month, and then I went back 6 weeks later, so there was nothing lazy about me.
Landry has traveled the world. She's been to Europe, Russia, Cuba, and while her roots are in Central Falls, she's originally from Canada.
I was born in Canada. I came here in a truck of potatoes. My mother knew that if she had two children on her lap, they'd send her back at immigration. So seeing that I was only two, she buried me in the potatoes and just left my little head sticking out. And she said, I like the vibration because I slept all the way through it. I was a good baby. So she got across the immigration because she only had one child in her lap. If she would have had me in front also, in front of the truck with Dad, they would have sent her back. The law then was you could get into the United States with one child.
On a recent day in her Pawtucket studio, Landry gathers a group of young students. One 15-year-old student, who has been coming to the studio since she was three, told me Landry is a great teacher and always up and dancing. 10-year-old Princess Dawn can't believe that her teacher has clocked some 90-plus years.
I was like, how could she be that old and still teaching kids? She's great, awesome. She makes me understand the things she wants me to do. She, like, teaches me in a fun way. It's great.
When the Teresa Landry School of Dancing puts on recitals, Teresa herself works out the choreography.
Who designs the costumes?
I designed them from the time I was a kid. I have a pad, and I must have been looking at movies when I had an extra 10 cents. Because if Ruby Keeler came out with a costume, oh, we had to have something like that. Then Eleanor Powell, which was the world's best female dancer, we had to have a costume like her. And then there was Ann Miller. So if I could get the dime to go see the pictures, it would give me a great idea what to do. Take a skirt from one, a sleeve from another, a bodice from another.
You might think that someone who has been dancing for more than 80 years would be ready to stop. Not Landry.
Well, I don't want to quit because I would like to hang up my shoes and travel some more. But like I say, this is a therapy. And with me, I'm happy to teach 2 days a week because it's my therapy to keep my body going and my mind. At 92, I'm happy that I can get in my car and drive to my business.
She turns 92 in November. But at this point, who's counting? Landry credits a couple of things for living a long and active life.
Well, I don't feel sorry for myself. I push. I really push. I'll take that hot bath, hot and cold shower every day. Doctors say to me when they look at the paper and they go, 11, 24, 21, I don't believe what I'm seeing. You mean you take care of yourself? You take your own bath? You do your own washings, you do your own housework. I said, yes, I do. I don't feel sorry for myself. I push. So at night, I bless myself and say, here goes another day. Let's go, Teresa. Move it. And that's the way I live. And I'm blessed.
Teresa Landry credits her dancing lifestyle for keeping her so healthy and in great shape during her 90-some-odd years. Lydia Rogers, Rhode Island Public Radio.